Get ready to go on a voyage through the depths of consciousness. Expand your awareness and discover perspective unlike anything you have heard before. How far are you willing to expand? Welcome to The Expansion Point with your host, Brad Johnson.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to The Expansion Point. I am your host, Brad Johnson. I have heard that we may have a little bit of technical difficulties here and there, so we'll just do our best to remain on the air and have a great show here tonight. So, again, it has been about a month, actually, since I've been on here live. The last 2 weeks, the previous episode was a pre-recorded episode, as there's just been a lot of activity. There's been a lot of fun stuff coming my way and basically being on demand quite often. So basically just attempting to set time aside to do my radio show live, which is, again, one of my favorite things to do. And tonight we're going to be talking about dreams and subconscious mapping. Now, before we get into that, something really, really profound has happened in about the last 3 or 4 days. And it was just when I started to do a video on my YouTube. And for those of you who may not be familiar with my channel, you can go to youtube.com/selfempowermenttv, and you can check out the channel there. But one of my recent videos was all about enhancing the dream state. And what I had discovered was that my own ability to actually get into the style of art, actually being able to draw and to paint and to color, has actually been significantly amplified through this ability of what's known as creating dream-based Easter eggs. So we're actually going to be talking about that tonight. But since that time of actually having this really profound experience of going into the dream and actually discovering this particular Easter egg, there's just been a new passion for me to be born, and that's just getting more into the visual side, getting more into art, getting more into drawing. And it's amazing, too, because it feels like my drawing ability has been like amplified tenfold. Because if you were to look at one of my old drawings, you know, like a few weeks ago, it was probably no more better than seeing a person draw a stick man, you know, in some ways. Or maybe at best, maybe a little bit more of a two-dimensional stick man in some ways, or somewhat three-dimensional. But basically, the whole Easter egg idea has really been very, very profound. And a lot of people are now starting to look into it a lot more. So again, that's something that we will be talking about on tonight's show. So again, just a couple of announcements before we get started. Feel free to go to consciousmatrix.com. There is going to be a new classroom coming up here in July. That is the online intuitive classroom where you'll basically learn how to develop your own psychic abilities. You will learn how to channel. You will learn how to function as a medium. You'll be able to learn how to access the Akashic records. You'll also learn more about remote viewing and a lot of other phenomenal forms that we're going to be taking a look at in this course, as it is an 8-week long course and it will be starting in early July. So feel free to go to consciousmatrix.com and you can go into the training there and take a look at it as well. And there's also, starting in early July, my second online class, which is body regeneration healing training. So basically teaching you about this particular method that has been created now for about 1.5 to 2 years around there. And it's just starting to get phenomenal results. You'll learn more about how to regenerate the body, how to listen to the body, how to communicate with the body, how to create sacred circuitry, and a lot more. So it's quite profound as well. Again, feel free to go to consciousmatrix.com and check it out. All right, so now we're going to get into tonight's program, Dreams and Subconscious Mapping. For those of you who would like to call in on the later part of the show, let me just see if I can pull up the phone number and give you the information in regards to those who do want to call in. Again, the phone calls are taken about the last 10 to 15 minutes of the event, of the episode. See, I'm not even in this right now. Of the episode tonight. So if you do want to call in around the near end of the episode, you can just dial 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. And just feel free to leave your feedback in regards to how you've been enjoying the expansion point or any questions that you may have as well too. So those will be taken around the last 10 to 15 minutes of tonight's episode. All right, so understanding the dreams and subconscious mapping. So understanding the dream plane, it really is just you diving more into your subconscious. This is where, you know, therapists and hypnotherapists are, are so amazingly commended for what they're able to do as navigators, is that when they're actually able to put you out into these particular states, sometimes they may be alpha states, sometimes they may be theta states, sometimes they may actually go deeply into your own unconscious and move you into this great depth of trance, and actually being able to pull information from this state of unconsciousness, where you're actually able to successfully relay information to the hypnotist while you're in this state. This is where people have been able to actually bring in other amazing spiritual beings, extraterrestrial consciousness beings from different dimensions, but also being able to work together with one's own oversoul, or actually accessing the purity of the Akashic Records itself. You know, our own understanding of our subconscious, of our unconscious, is absolutely profound. And our dreams are a great interface for us to help us understand more about what we can accomplish. Now, the dreams themselves are directly in relation to our awoken state. They are one. They tie in together. They're like weaving fabrics coming together. And that the dream plane is basically teaching you a lot more about yourself. And it really works, very, very metaphorically and symbolically. A lot of people who have stated that they have had a lot of prophecies, sometimes it may be doomsday or catastrophic or chaos-based. A lot of those particular forms of quote-unquote prophecies that they had seen within their dream state basically is just referring to their own life. So I would say about 95 to 99% of the dreams that we have at night really just represent ourselves. Very, very rarely do we actually have a person that's seeing something in regards to a collective, chaotic thing that actually comes to pass. Simply because we're moving a lot more into higher ground. We're moving more into those higher energies. And so a lot of what predictions have been brought forward through prophecy or dream prophecy, etc., that have always spelled doom and gloom, the destruction of the Earth, an asteroid collision, or, a worldwide nuclear war, etc., a lot of that has been averted. But really, our own dream planes, if we are able to really dialogue with them, if we are able to see our own dreams as an ally, we are able to befriend an incredible resource through ourselves. So really what it is that we still see our perceptions of dreams as separate from ourselves. That I hope I'll go into my dream tonight and I'll think of this and I'll dream of that, etc. And you feel it as some greater form to yourself that you're unable to flow with. I'm not really saying control, because it's not about control. It's about being able to guide with the dream plane and letting it flow where it wants to take you. And so when you have an alliance, there is no one in charge, but you understand each other. And that's really the whole concept of life, is that you're not looking to control things. You're not feeling that you need to demand things. You flow with the natural stream of life, and life will take you into different places. So the dream plane is no different, that when we start to realize the power of the subconscious, it's coming through in our dreams. Now, people who want to learn how to lucid dream, this really is not something that is too difficult. So I've had several different lucid dreams on occasion, just based upon intention. And, there's a lot of times where I just feel, I'm just going to go into the dream. I'm just going to see exactly in alliance to what my higher self has created in architecture tonight on the dream plane. And I'm just going to enjoy it. That's, 9 times out of 10, my mentality. There will be a time to where I want to go into the dream plane and start experiencing a lucid dream. So how do we do that? Is it possible that, we can just do something very simple and then being able to experience a lucid dream? Yes, it absolutely is. It's basically what's known as creating your own subconscious or your own dream-based triggers. Now, let's say, for example, that if I'm looking at myself in the dream plane and that I'm on autopilot, that's just what I refer to it as, that we're just kind of going along with the flow of the dream, we're not deviating from the path at all. If I suddenly have the realization, for example, to create a subconscious trigger that represents me snapping my fingers, by me snapping my fingers in the dream state, this is basically giving myself a permission slip to actually become lucid. No, it doesn't have to be about a snapping of the fingers. It can be clapping your hands three times. All right, maybe it could be, you know, doing the Macarena dance, whatever it may be, that's fine. But whatever you feel is your own particular form of a subconscious trigger that you will activate within the dream state that you have personally programmed in the awoken state, by being able to perform this particular action, you're giving yourself a permission slip. And that's really all it is. Lucid dreaming is a permission slip. Now, you may notice that as you go through the dreams, you may not have that realization. This is simply because the higher self, your own subconscious, is attempting to show you something that you have not yet dealt with, showing you something that needs to be resolved. There can be times, again, where you do feel that you're able to attain a lucid state. And that's, for example, you know, just being able to think a certain thought and all of a sudden you become lucid. That's a subconscious trigger itself. And what many people have discovered is that when people go into these lucid dreaming states and they actually, you know, feel that they have now control of the dream, as they start to manifest things, you know, changing the terrain of the landscape, or, you know, making a blue wall pink or whatever it may be, taking your hand and metamorphosizing it into a bow and arrow, whatever it may be, they will notice that the subconscious projections of their dream will not interact with them at all. They will basically just stand there and they will do nothing. And you will receive no information. You will basically be cut off from your subconscious. Well, what's happening? What's going on? It's because that they have a message to share with you. Your subconscious is trying to get through with you. And if you're too busy, you know, goofing off, so to speak, and just, you know, rearranging the entire landscape of your dream, they're not going to interact with you and say, this isn't what we signed up for, really. You know, this is not why we're here. When you're ready to come back into the flow of the dream, we'll talk to you some more. And so they basically sit there, or they may disappear, and they will wait until you, quote unquote, behave yourself. And when you start naturally going back into the flow, into the theme of the dream, they'll return. And now you're able to understand exactly what's attempting to be portrayed. Now, your subconscious will do this at times simply because it's attempting to convey a message to you. It may be telling you about your health. It may be telling you about your financial situation. It may be telling you about people within your life. It may be telling you about how you can expand further, whatever it may be. A lot of potentials. But basically, it's basically, in that sense, attempting to give you a message. And if it cannot convey that message because you're too busy goofing off, you know, becoming a lucid dreamer, then it's just not going to interact with you. So it's very, very important that if you do decide to lucid dream, let it be in a subconscious trigger effect that takes place, where you know that when you start to become a lot more aware of the dream still flows through you. So this is basically where you're, again, creating an alliance with the dream states. So basically, the dream will take you into these different realms and, you know, incredible journeys. But as long as you're able to form an alliance while still being lucid, this is where dreams can be phenomenal. So that's just tips on lucid dreaming, is being able to create your own subconscious trigger. And when you become aware in your dream state, when you become lucid and vivid, continue to flow with the dream. Don't feel that, again, you have an overwhelming tenacity to manifest a race car and start running people over, you know, whatever it may be. Look into the idea of still having that collective maturity, that respect for the dream space, because your higher self is attempting to communicate with you. It does have a lot of important messages. And it certainly, at many times, does not have a problem with you being lucid, as long as you can still stream with the flow. And this happens on many occasions with myself, is that I still have a sub-lucidity in regards to my dream. I still know that I can actually have some free exploration around my dream plane. But if I completely go and goof off and completely ignore the message of what's being portrayed, then again, there will be that boundary, poof. You know, the subconscious will not communicate with you. The projections in the dream will not interact with you. So it's very, very important that if you do decide to lucid dream a lot more, remember to respect the alliance between the dream plane and yourself. That's very, very important. Now, going back to the idea of the Easter eggs. What is this? What do you mean, the Easter eggs? Well, just like in a DVD, that sometimes you'll find hidden material in a DVD that they refer to as Easter eggs, you're able to do this in the dream state. And this is actually something that you can assign as enhanced ability. Now, basically, in my case, Back in 2008, I was always very, very interested in artwork. I was actually looking to create a comic. You know, I really wanted to do a lot, but I just knew I couldn't draw. And so I was looking to hire other people to, you know, basically draw this comic book and you know, do some exciting things. This was kind of leading into my book called Day Zero. And so I really had this fascination. I thought, you know, the concept of digital drawing and drawing on your computer and using a tablet, and, you know, it sounded fun, but I didn't think I had the skills for it. And so now this particular form came back. And basically how it worked was that I dreamt I was inside a house and there was this little stereo here and I was pressing the eject key to open up the disc tray. And I saw this kind of nice shiny CD. I took the CD out and I just kind of held it by my head, and it was kind of like a, it wasn't like anything, you know, prevalent in that sense happened, but I just had that CD and I remember holding that CD in my hand. It's not like Hallelujah music was playing or anything like that, but I basically just had this feeling of holding this CD. I just felt that there was some type of significance there. I didn't know what it was, but I knew it was something that was just something that was noticeable. And went throughout the rest of my dream. When I woke up the next morning, I just had this profound sensation to begin exploring artwork a lot more. I had this profound sensation of getting back into creating these comics, creating these illustrations, and becoming a lot more visual now. And this is something that's actually taking effect right now, is that I feel like I'm becoming a lot more visual, and that I think that this is just the peak of a lot stronger clairvoyance that's coming through. You know, I can be somewhat clairvoyant, but it's kind of almost like seeing like snapshots or little vignettes in that sense. So there's still a lot of work that I'm doing with it. Actually, one of my Easter eggs that I'm still seeking within the dream space right now is to actually find a blue jay. Now, basically what that means in regards to my own association is that the blue jay itself, representing the color blue and vibrating to the third eye chakra, would be the idea of accentuating or advancing and enhancing my own clairvoyant ability. So I'm still actually in the dream plane looking around for a blue jay. So once that comes, then that's basically the Easter egg that I've put. So I basically put that into exploration. This is just what I've gotten guidance from, said, see it as a blue jay. When the time is right, you'll be able to recover this Easter egg in your dream state. And when the blue jay comes, you will actually be able to notice that your clairvoyance is enhancing, being actually able to see apparition, being able to enhance yourself in this way. So this is another Easter egg that I'm still looking for. I'm rather not really looking for, but basically just allowing itself to show itself up within the dream plane and allow this alliance to take place. And when it happens, well, I'll let you guys know. But going back to the idea of the CD was just this having this immense download of, again, great visualization, great concept drawing, etc. And I've just been obsessed with it now, you know, for the past 3 or 4 days. And just starting to create these illustrations that I'm posting on my Facebook. And you can always check it out there. But this is something that anybody can do. So how does this happen? How can we do this? How can we create Easter eggs in our dream state? Well, if you guys have a pen and paper handy, we can definitely dive into this a little bit further. The whole idea, again, is it goes back into the point of subconscious triggers. So if you are able to successfully document your dreams each and every single night, okay, so this is basically just going into a certain level of dream recall, all right? Now, this is a very, very simple thing to do, but if it's easy, that's up to you, but it is a simple approach. That what you're going to do, a very effective way that I've found, is that I just take a piece of paper and a pen, and I just start writing down my intention to recall as much of my dream state tonight as possible through the assistance of guides, loved ones, you know, angels, masters, healers, all consciousness aspects, to assist in recalling as much as my dream state tonight as possible, right? And I just bless that with my energy. I fold up that piece of paper, I put it under the pillow, and it commences. When I was first starting to do this, now it's basically just upon request, you know, that I would like to remember as much as my dream tonight. And there may be even times where I don't even need to do that anymore. It's just, it's like a quick little thought and poof, you know, I remember my dreams. And so that's the first step. You want to be able to recall as much of your dreams as possible. So being able to create a dream journal. Okay. So once you create a dream journal, you wake up the next morning, you want to be able to get that information in your dream journal as soon as possible. The minute you wake up, the second you wake up, you want to provide as much detail to that lucid dreaming experience as you can. Once you're able to do that, then you're basically doing what's known as dream landscaping, all right? Or rather the idea, dream mapping. You're actually mapping out your dream landscape. So let's say, for example, that your particular dream that you had last night was all about getting lost in a forest and you didn't know your way out. You felt that there was nobody else around. You were calling out names. You know, you're calling out your brother, your best friend, whoever. And nobody was around. And it was a very, very dark forest, and you're trying to go through all these paths, and it was paradox. You just kept getting lost in different ways. You thought you'd try the left path, then you come back to where you started, whatever it may be. So you're basically looking at that particular theme of dream as one particular point within your map on your dream landscape, okay? So basically what you're doing is you're creating a dream version of Middle Earth, you know. You know how well J.R. Tolkien did it with his books. But basically creating these particular themes of dreams. So you want to have at least a good week's worth of documented dream mapping coming out here, just so you can understand the flow and the concept of your dreams. Okay. So again, if one night is about dreaming about a dark forest, the next night is, you know, going into a cathedral and feeling this great illumination, this spiritual insight that came through, you know, when you were inside the walls of the cathedral, that's great. So that's basically representing a very strong enlightening dream, an illumination dream. So that would be placed appropriately within your dream map. So you're just mapping out the themes. After a week's time, you'll notice how some of these particular forms of dreams may start to interrelate with each other. And they're basically just attempting to teach you certain lessons, basically helping to convey a message. If you're able to really look back at your dreams relating to how much you have documented, and you're able to just go into them and say, okay, well, here's a belief system right here that my dreams are telling me about, and I'm doing what I can to really work that out, to liberate from that particular belief system. What you'll do is as you start to work on liberating these belief systems, you'll notice that you'll actually be able to attain free exploration within your dream state, which means you'll still be on autopilot at times with the dream, or you may be sublucid, or you may be lucid itself. But you're basically being able to explore your dream plane in a much more free capacity. So basically being able to explore homes or going off into fields or, you know, traveling in space and flying to other planets, whatever it may be. Because there still is an alliance that you are quartered together with the dream state, and the dream state follows suit, because as you start to freely explore this universe within the dream plane, because you're in alliance with the theme of the dream now follows you in regards to that. It's really, really fascinating. And you're now able to explore things a lot further. Okay, so let's jump ahead to the exciting part here, as if this isn't exciting, but still. After you have, again, documented your dreams, you got some maps coming in, you got your point, you got your landscapes happening, what you're going to do is you're going to place a particular object or an item, whatever it may be, that represents a symbolism to an enhancement, okay? So that may be something like developing my psychic ability. Okay, what type of psychic ability? Okay, I'd like to be more clairaudient, for example, or I would like to heal, you know, something. Maybe I got a bad bunion on my foot and I want to be able to learn how to heal this. And, you know, creating a symbol for that. So basically, whatever it may be, you know, being able to look more into your career, getting a career that you really want to pursue, and having the knowledge to pursue that career. You know, starting a new skill and being able to pursue that skill. Developing enhancements within yourself and being able to follow through with those enhancements. Now, the very important key here is that these particular skills or enhancements themselves are not given to you on a silver platter. What they represent is that they're downloads. And so you're actually getting thought replacement taking place. So this is like body regeneration healing, is that when a person is getting healing work done on them, these thoughts are now propagating into their mind to be more in sync with the vibration of what it is they're looking to pursue, only it becomes a lot more prominent. And that's precisely what's happening here. When I got into my artwork, it's not that I just poof, you know, was downloaded like the Matrix and just, you know, knew how to draw like a Leonardo da Vinci or whatever. You know, it was all about being able to look at the preference of art and having the drive to really learn the skill and seeing a lot more of it from a different perspective that I could not see before. And now that's happening. So this is the same thing with your Easter egg. When you have an Easter egg that actually comes in your dream, so you're picking up a basketball, and this basketball represents a feeling of you becoming more active, wanting to get more exercise. You wake up the next morning, and now these thoughts are just coming into your mind. I want to do some activity today. Oh my God, I want to go work out in the gym. I want to go and run laps across a track and field. You know, I want to start taking up yoga, whatever it may be. Because now the thought structure has been implemented as a permission slip through your dream state. Your subconscious is saying, all right, Jimmy, here you are. You're now able to receive this Easter egg because there are now no longer any boundaries in the way that's preventing you from exploring this particular trait. So go for it, right? That's it. So when there is no restriction that is coming through yourself to actually access this Easter egg, you'll be able to access it. So how do you create it? Well, it's just basically, again, imagination time, right? So going back to the idea of the basketball, where if this is, you know, helping you to get more in shape, you know, becoming very, very active, that could be the symbolism right there, is that when someone throws a basketball toward me, poof, oh, I caught it. Oh my God, it's an Easter egg. You know, you may not notice that in dream state, but then you'll wake that up, you wake up in the morning and you notice, oh my God, I was thrown a basketball. Oh my God, my Easter egg, you know. And all of a sudden, you know, these thoughts start coming into your mind. And again, this is precisely what happened to me with art. So it's just about, again, imagining that when someone throws me that basketball, that's my Easter egg. That's my dream trigger. That's me, myself, giving that synchronistic opportunity for me to actually receive this dream trigger, to receive this Easter egg. And now I can start working towards the direction of actually having the thought matrix capable of going into these particular directions, whatever they may be. They can be anything you want, really. And it's really, really powerful. But the only thing that's preventing you from accessing these Easter eggs is yourself. So it's really just about being able to look into your dream plane, look into what your higher self is communicating to you, look to what your guides are communicating with you, look at what your subconscious is sharing with you, and being able to look into those belief systems that are holding you back. Because it really is just when, you know, it took me, you know, 5 or 6 years for me to actually realize I could do art at any time, you know, and I didn't think I had the knack for it. So that's for somebody else. And the universe is saying, no, Brad, you know, you've come to a point now where you're completely free and you're exploring things a lot more. Here you go. Here's the synchronistic opportunity for you now to explore this. And so this can happen. So it's just about yourself. You have to work with yourself. As long as we continue to shoot down these abilities and feel that they don't exist, and that I'm not capable of getting these abilities, I don't feel I'm special enough, or I don't feel I have the capacity, you know, mentally to do this, then we're shooting ourselves in the foot. And we're not able to access these potentialities for Easter eggs, okay? And this is just one particular tool of many that people can use in regards to help realize their potentials and being able to enhance abilities. Again, it's something that really is just more of a profound walkthrough because it is actually granting you the thought matrix, but it is not something that's handed to you. You need to work with your own belief systems in order for it to form an equilibrium that your energy is applicable enough to actually retrieve this Easter egg and start utilizing it, okay? That's the whole point. So again, mapping out your dream landscape. This is, again, very, very important. So please make sure that you're, you know, documenting your dreams as much as possible. And some people may be very, very visual. You know, they may not feel that they have the words for it. Draw it out. You know, if you're a really great artist, you know, and being able to take out a canvas or, you know, a piece of paper and start drawing your dream landscape, fantastic. You know, being able to see exactly what you had in your dream. I saw this big, gigantic mountain. And I saw this extraterrestrial spacecraft hovering right above it. And it was basically calling me to go to a mountain. Okay, great. Draw it. You know, if you got the knack for it, go for it. You know, being able to draw what this mountain looked like. How big was the spacecraft that was floating above the mountain? You know, what exactly do you feel that they were saying to you? What thoughts were coming into your mind, etc.? So you're basically just drawing out everything that you're receiving there relating to your dream state and being able to map that out. Because again, the more that you're able to really explore the territories that you create, it's profound. I mean, people can have the most incredible lucid dreaming experiences. It may just be an Easter egg that you want to become more lucid and you want to be able to explore other planets through the astral plane, being able to actually visit other places on the planet without having to go there physically. You just go into your dream plane and you're actually able to view them, you know, almost like a type of bilocation, for example, or just lucidly going to these places in the form of your astral body. And, you know, say, oh, God, my goodness, you know, I had this really, really lucid dream last night about the Great Pyramid of Giza. You know, I could tell you every single detail about it. It was so lucid. I was able to just walk up the blocks right to the top of the pyramid, and I was able to see all of the Giza Plateau. It was fantastic. And, you know, here it is. That's it. That's a great idea. Go ahead and do that. So it's just as long as you're able to really map out the landscape of your dreams, being able to be very mindful of the themes that are attempting to talk to you so that you can resolve your barriers, you couldn't ask for a more incredible tool to work with. Again, the dream plane can help you to heal as well too. You know, for people who are not only going through physical discomfort, but, you know, mental, emotional, etc., you're able to have these areas healed as well too. But it's about you listening. You know, it's kind of like trying to get your point across to a deaf old man. You know, you're not going to be able to articulate anything that you've learned when a person is not in the ability to hear. And it's the same thing with yourself. Your dreams are trying to get the message across to you. It's no longer about feeling that the dream plane is saying, like, am I just talking to a rock here or what? You know, are you actually going to listen to what's being shared here in your dream plane? You know, I'm not interested in talking to a deaf old man. So it's just being able to take a listen, being able to really see, gain a realization of even the most minute forms contained within your dream state. The smallest little object that you may notice within your dream plane may actually have the most profound opportunity that awaits you. You know, picking up a matchbox or something like that. You know, seeing a piece of gum on a sidewalk, whatever it may be. Everything relays a message to something else. So it's really, really profound in that way. So what we're going to do now is I'm going to go ahead and bring Adronis in, channeling Adronis, and he's going to speak more about the dream plane and navigating your dream space, share it through his perspective. And then once we bring Adronis through and he concludes, then we'll be opening the phone lines for any particular calls. So again, if you do like to call in, again, we'll be taking it about the last 10 minutes or so on the air tonight. Phone number again is 888-627-6008, 888-627-6008. What kind of dreams have you been experiencing? Have you had any really profound dreams as of late that you would like to share with everybody? Or any questions in regards to lucid dreaming or perhaps anything else that we've talked about in previous shows? Please feel free to give us a call. Again, phone lines will be opened here in about the next 10 minutes or so. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and bring Adronis through on navigating your dream space. So I'll just be a moment, and he will talk more about that from his perspective. So here we go. We are here at this time, and we bid you greetings, and thank you very much for the opportunity of this interaction this evening of your time. I am Adronis of Sirius, sending love, appreciation, and gratitude to all who are tuning in to this particular transmission, this broadcast, being brought forward through your internet collective consciousness. What we would like each and every single one of you to do at this time is simply allow yourselves to get relaxed, get comfortable, and tune in to the vibrations of Sirius, so that you may synchronize, harmonize, and align to all of the information that we have to share. Also understand that all of the information that we shall provide is simply that of our perspective, our point of view. For all knowledge, all information, all creation itself resides within your very heart, being, and soul. And so we have been asked by the conduit to share our particular perspective on the dream space, going through the dream scenarios. Well, the whole idea really is that many forms of contacts upon your planet in regards to spiritual beings, relating to spirit guides, relating to extraterrestrials, elementals, other dimensional beings, are often utilized through this medium, through your own dreams. And that the dream state, again, as shared, really holds no particular difference to what you are experiencing in physical reality. Physical reality simply has more assigned variables aligned to it based upon the idea of what you would know as the physical measurements of reality pertaining to your linearity, pertaining to, shall we say, much of the variable functionality of your planet in regards to your ways of physics, etc. But other than that, beyond the technical process, everything that you are attracting through your reality is very much similar to what you're experiencing in the dream plane. It is, in that sense, not impossible for an individual to feel that they are actually shifting into a completely different parallel reality that may be very, very different than what you would understand as your own concurrent archetype of linear-based reality. There is no surprise that this can happen, simply because your feeling determines the forefront of the interface relating to reality itself. And that basically represents the idea that anywhere you feel that feeling is guiding you, there will be the interface-based rearrangement in order for that to happen. And so at times that can be shifting to another reality where you may have forgotten your keys, for example, and you've looked everywhere and you don't know where your keys were. They were once on the nightstand and now they're gone. What's happened? Simply because the feeling itself previously which you had basically aligned you into another reality where the keys, in that sense, were no longer in a state of existence. This is why some people, in that sense, lose things from time to time. They're simply sifting into different parallel realities to actually convey a message to you in regards to another attentive matter. But because there's a focus in regards to another matter, they conflict. And therefore, the reality in that sense seems temporary. But nonetheless, in that reality, where you felt the keys were, had been misplaced. That's basically that you are assigning yourself in two different dimensional reality planes, where one version of yourself actually moved the keys to another area which you could not have fathomed. And the other, in that sense, actually interlocked with this particular vibratory reality based upon a mutual magnetic state of frequency to actually allow this form of losing their keys. And then later on in the day, they come back home. All of a sudden, they discover that their keys are now back on the nightstand. How is this possible? You shifted back into another reality that was coplanar relating to the idea of you remembering that the keys were placed on the nightstand rather than sifting into another reality where you were in that sense bewildered or in that sense completely feeling that you had no clue whatsoever that what happened to the keys. Did the aliens come down and abduct your keys and then fly away back to the Pleiades? That may be your own rationality. The whole idea really is that this does happen. And again, this is giving you a significance pertaining to the dream state, that the dream state holds these infinite possibilities without the, shall we say, essential physical linear-based variables that you experience within the awoken state. And so again, they are identical in many different forms other than the pathways relating to variables. So the whole idea really is that as long as you are able to align yourself with physical reality, you are able to then allow yourself, yes, to align with the dream plane. Now, the dream plane, again, will communicate with you because it simply is a mirror. That's all the dream plane is. That's all your physical reality is a mirror, just mirrors of different designs. What we mean is that certain mirrors are placed in certain arrangements to have, shall we say, more of a lucid-based effect, more of a effect that represents, shall we say, boundlessness within the dream plane, whereas your own physical reality does have many of these beautiful mirrors, but they're arranged in different capacity based upon the variable format. So again, when you're going into the dream plane, everything that is truly architected, yes, is of your subconscious, but your subconscious is yourself. Your higher self is yourself. Your spirit guides are yourself. And so you're just looking at many different versions of how you are looking at the angle of yourself in many of these different mirrors that are just assorted in different ways. And so your dream plane, when you look into the idea of a mirror effect, can be like an infinite genie that is granting you a lot of wishes simply because you understand the alliance between yourself and the dream plane. You understand that these mirror reflections are taking effect. based upon what you are looking to intend to explore through the dream plane itself. It's all about alliance. Now, again, it is very true in regards to what this conduit has shared relating to what you have called Easter eggs. This certainly does happen, but it even comes even simpler than that. Again, it's all about realizing that when reality is your ally, all possibilities of reality are now valid. So again, that's coming through you, dropping your guard, not feeling that you need to be, shall we say, on the defensive, or feeling that you are containing these particular boundaries of distaste for something that you have not really tried, but only assume that it is not for you. Experience is ripe. Experience is boundless. Experience is plentiful. Why not indulge yourself into the possibility of all experiences to make them valid? So if you feel that you are in that sense in bed with a severe illness, with a severe sickness, there is another reality right now in your dream planes, in your physical planes, etc., that exists where you are completely healthy. Oh, but Adronis, that's just another parallel self of me. I'm not going to align into that particular person. Well, therefore, you have made that valid. Your ability to make it feel that you invalidate the possibility of that particular reality to come into your own frequency domain has all the power on an equal level as one who does believe that they can align to that parallel self that is well. That's the whole idea. There is no, shall we say, mismatching of strength of energy. One energy simply goes into a feeling of hopelessness. The other one goes into the feeling of being able to perform this, to actually align with that energy. And again, the dream state, dream planes show you this very, very profoundly. But it's more so in the idea of not just looking into the dream plane, but looking into the plane itself, but looking into yourself. As we have stated, it is not the universe that supports you. It is you that supports yourself that then broadcasts the frequency for the universe to then support you back. That's how it operates. That's how it works. That's the inundation in regards to how you understand how you're able to function in all the expressive ways that you can, infinitely, boundlessly, eternally. So again, if you feel that going back to the example of the ill person, that yes, you know what? I am sick and tired of feeling that I'm in this bed and that there's nothing I can do. I am going to vibrate to the reality of everything that makes me feel well again, and I'm going to get out of this bed. Well, how do I do that? One word, willfulness. That's the key. Being able to imagine that you are the person who is well. That may literally be you pretending that you're stepping outside of your bed, that you're getting on your feet, and just in one particular moment, you feel completely well. You feel that the absence pertaining to the disease that you manufactured and manifested in the first place within you is now completely non-existent. That's the key. This is, again, why children are, in that sense, so well ahead, because they have their imaginations as their allies. So going off into the dream space and creating an Easter egg of this degree that represents the idea of wellness is certainly one way of looking at it, but it even comes down to a more simpler approach. What do you feel is your own potential to be boundless in order to make all experiences valid? And that's the key. Whatever you feel is your personal validation to all experiences that are complementary to your state of being will take you into worlds beyond anything that you can imagine, through dream, through physical reality, etc. This is the power of your mind. And again, many of you humans don't even realize the fraction of the power of the mind. It is the most incredible tool that is available to you, and that you have the potential, you have the ability, you have the capacity to utilize this tool to represent the complement to yourself. But this tool does not operate efficiently in the way of complement unless you firstly complement yourself. You must be within that alignment. That's how it works. Nobody here in this entire universe is ever here to take care of you. They are not here to run your life for you. They are not here to make you feel better. You need to do that. As you feel that within yourself, you create catalyst. Catalyst represents the idea of attracting a healer. Catalyst represents the idea of being aided to in regards to assisting in your healing process to improve. Catalyst represents the idea of shifting into another reality where you are becoming, through transition, a much more, shall we say, profoundly self-empowered individual. That's the whole idea. Through your own intention of validity comes the point of the props of catalyst and the catalysts of all the other props in reality that represent people, that represent animals, that represent event, etc., are all just displaying themselves in an interface-based quality so that you can understand profoundly how powerful you are. Because you're only interacting in one particular universe. There is only one universe, and it's yours. So, however you feel you wish to do that, by being able to explore your dream plane more profoundly, by being able to ally yourself not only with the dreams, but with your physical reality, seeing them both together in the state of the best of both worlds, forming that vesica piscis and allowing the circles to combine as one. Through the support that you have through yourself will then create the reflection of the universe, bringing that back to you as a mirror effect. That is physics. That is how the universe is designed. That is how you are designed. This is all you. And we mean this in the most literary way possible. Everything, every single thing that you explore, every emotional tendency that you experience, every expression of yourself that you bring in, no matter how small or no matter how gigantic, is all you. And we mean that in the most literal way possible. Do not feel that someone is out there to solve your problems. They can't. They are only catalyst in regards to you working with yourself. So align yourself with your dreams harmoniously. Align yourself with your reality harmoniously. But most importantly, align yourself with you harmoniously. We thank you very much for the opportunity of this interaction. I am Adronis of Sirius, and we now return to the conduit. Thank you very much, with love and appreciation to you all, and we will speak to you again in the infinite moment of now. Goodbye. All right, so that's a little brief information from Adronis there. So thank you again, everybody, for tuning in tonight. So again, if anybody would like to still call in, we still do have a couple minutes left over. Again, the call-in number is 888-627-6008. Anything that you feel you would like to explore, anything that you would like to share. Hopefully we're still on the air as well, too, because again, there may be some technical difficulties. But if you do feel that you are able to make it on, and feel free to share your feedback, feel free to leave a question, by all means, feel free. This is what makes the event, the episodes much more exciting, is when there's interaction. So now's your chance, 888-627-6008. So what is coming up in the next couple of weeks on the expansion point? I haven't decided yet. So there's a lot of other topics that are kind of sifting around. Some people have asked me, well, Brad, you know what, maybe you should bring some special guests on. And as much as I am open to that in other mediums, the expansion point is built for you guys. And it's built in regards to just basically conveying a message. And it's not really meant for self-promotion or to talk about other people's work. So it's more so on the idea of what's coming through the matrix, what's coming through the expansion point to share together. And the only special guests I really want to have on are the people who call in. So that's really how it is. But there are definitely other mediums through my YouTube channel and others where that could certainly be a possibility. So again, feel free to check out youtube.com/selfempowermenttv. And again, feel free to go to the website, www.consciousmatrix.com. There's a lot of sessions there, a lot of digital products, and of course, a lot of training. If you reside within the greater Vancouver area, I am also doing some local classrooms here every Monday and Thursday night. Just feel free to email me if you have any more questions, info@consciousmatrix.com. All right, so we are going to wrap up tonight. It does not look like there's anybody buzzing right now for a call, so that's okay. I hope everything just basically manifests itself as it needs to tonight, to allowing yourselves to explore more about the dream plane, but again, aligning more with yourself and realizing, you know, the infinite potential that we all hold through ourselves, as this universe is a living mirror for us. And that's the whole idea. So again, thank you so much for tuning in tonight. I'm Brad Johnson, and I look forward to speaking to you again in the next 2 weeks. Thank you so much for tuning in, and talk to you next time. Take care, namaste, and may it be well with you. Good night.